Some days you just need to hide. Work is stressing you out or social situations demand too much energy. Well, here's a solution from writer Kate Christensen, a hot bath, a stiff drink, and a favorite book. For our series You Must Read This, she has this recommendation for the perfect escapist novel, The Horse's Mouth by Joyce Carey.
When I was in graduate school at the Iowa Writers' Workshop, I was morbidly terrified of my fellow writers. I often played hooky in a hot bath, sipping Jim Beam and reading books. My favorite escape in those years was Joyce Carey's classic novel about an old painter, The Horse's Mouth. The third in a trilogy of novels, it's set in 1930s London and is narrated by the shambling rogue Gully Jimson. He's always down on whatever luck he might once have had, but he never stops painting. When the novel opens, Gully is just out of prison and ready to get up to the same old tricks that landed him there in the first place. The opening passage is gorgeously sordid and transformative, the London neighborhood of Green Bank seen through a painter's eyes. I was walking by the Thames, half past morning on an autumn day, sun in a mist, like an orange in a fried fish shop. Gully Jimson lies, steals, connives, and pontificates his way through the novel, cadging drinks, freeloading at an empty patron's house and wrecking the place, making trouble with his crafty, beguiling ex-wife, Sarah Munday. His voice is manic, nonstop, and dizzyingly subversive, and his descriptions of London are as dazzling and weird as the work of painter William Blake. He's true to one thing only, his art. Blake is a constant presence in The Horse's Mouth, Gully's touchstone and familiar. Although Gully paints abstractly and uses a modern slangy vernacular in his narration, his sensibility is romantic and ecstatic, albeit with a high comic gloss. His mischievous energy is directed solely toward painting. All his shenanigans involve getting his work done and removing any obstacles. His is the arrogance of the great artist who knows he's entitled to do nothing but work. Much of the novel's plot is derived from the fact that the world doesn't always see things Gully's way. During my 2 years in Iowa City, steeped in the scarily competitive world of ambitious young writers, jostling for the few available grants and fellowships, watching one another with fierce rivalry and hawk-eyed criticism, I read The Horse's Mouth many times, in its entirety and also piecemeal. I dipped into favorite sections when I needed reminding that a real artist is neither noble nor heroic, and the artistic life is a solitary, unsavory, scrappy ordeal that never lets up until you die. The best thing to do would seem to be to keep at it through prison, poverty, and scandal, and when you do die, go out laughing. This is a wildly brilliant portrait of the artist as an old scamp. By the time I got my MFA, my copy was soaked through with bathwater and Jim Beam.
If you want your own unsullied copy, the novel is called The Horse's Mouth by Joyce Carey, and Kate Christensen's latest novel is The Astral. You can find more book recommendations at our special summer book section. You'll find that at npr.org.